The guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. Repairsmith.com, code QUOTE.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It was horrible. If you are a part of Raider Nation, you were embarrassed by what happened yesterday with the Kansas City Chiefs coming away with a 48-9 win. And the Raiders kind of licking their wounds today. Gentleman Jim Dallas, did you even bet that game? I know it was a 10-point spread.
No, yeah, I did not bet on that game. I'm glad I didn't. Certainly there were a lot of people that did make a lot of money yesterday. And, you know, I'm surprised to hear that happened to Wayne Allen Root, what happened yesterday. But typically he does win. But, no, I stayed away from that one. But it started out bad and got worse, Kevin. Before the game even started, the Raiders defender Yannick Ngakoue, he got the whole team together, even the offense, and was doing a pep talk on the logo of the Chiefs there at Arrowhead Stadium. And this is before the game and the pregame warm-ups. Now, Patrick Mahomes and all of the players from the Chiefs, they caught wind of this, and they saw that. They felt disrespected. So that was kind of an added, like they needed more of an incentive to beat up on the Raiders, a division foe. So that kind of started things in the wrong direction for the Raiders. And then the first play of the game happened. The first play of the game, Josh Jacobs, a nice little running play, fumbles, and the cornerback for the Chiefs, Mike Hughes, scooped it up for a Kansas City touchdown. And before you knew it, if you were out getting a beer, and you probably missed the first play in the first touchdown of the game because it happened 17 seconds into the game. The team that didn't have the ball put points on the board, and it was downhill from there. So you're giving a top team in the AFC a seven-game cushion at home, who were already 10-point favorites. And you can see that people who did bet on that game probably felt pretty good immediately.
Do the Raiders I only have about 90 seconds. Do the Raiders still have an opportunity to go to the playoffs, or are they done?
If they run the table, there are so many things that can happen in the AFC. They're one game under 500. They're 6-7. Mm. They do have a 17-game season, though, so they still have four games left. Will 10-7 be enough to get into the playoffs? You never know. It depends on how the other teams do. My team, the Bengals, they lost in overtime to the 49ers, something that they have done several times in their history. But the thing about the Raiders, though, is last year when they beat Kansas City, and you're a Chiefs fan, you remember this. After the game, they did a little celebratory lap around Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
On their way to the airport, They got in their buses and gave a little victory lap there, which, of course, you know, it's Arrowhead Stadium's right there by Interstate 70.
Oh, yeah.
You can see it from the freeway.
I've only been there like 1,000 times.
Yeah, you got Kauffman Stadium there, and then next to that is Arrowhead Stadium, which you can see off of Interstate 70 when you're traveling through there.
Wow. More coming up with Gentleman Jim Dallas in just a little bit. Also, Mike McDonald, top of the hour. Also, we'll give you the best of the Sunday shows, including Dr. Fauci, who's at it again. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, 132 as we check out our traffic cams right now. We do have a crash there on Interstate 11 northbound. That's after Horizon. The right lanes are blocked in that incident. Also, look out for a crash on Interstate 15 northbound. That's after Sahara. The HOV lane and the left lane is blocked in that one, and that's causing some congestion on Interstate 15 northbound. Also, do look for some moderate flows on the Beltway, 215 east at Gibson, 215 west at Valley Verde, and those lane restrictions are causing backups through the Spaghetti Bowl. Only two lanes available on Interstate 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders had made the Chiefs upset, and that was not a good equation. Last year, the Raiders were seen in their team buses taking a victory lap around Arrowhead Stadium after a win. Prior to the game yesterday, players went and stomped on the Chiefs logo at midfield. Well, when all is said and done, Raiders end up losing to Kansas City by a 48-9 score. Just an ugly game all the way around. Raiders will match up against the Browns this Saturday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, nice win yesterday. The knockoff Minnesota 6-4. They'll play in Boston coming up tomorrow night. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Shop 40 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. This week only. Plus, new deals on outerwear and sweats. Save through December 15th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you think it's okay to drive stoned? The truth is, your reaction time slows way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. I want to go back, if we can, to Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace, as you know, yesterday announced his departure from Fox News Sunday and from Fox News Channel. And the fact is that after 18 years, he decided he wanted to go in a different direction. He was at the end of a four-year contract, and he opted for CNN streaming, not CNN, the network. And again, they got the opening with Chris Cuomo. I was surprised they didn't just slip Chris Wallace in there. No, I really was. I thought that would be the logic. If Chris Wallace were available, that would have been an easy way just to slip him right in there, in that slot next to Don Lemon. And he may have ended up with a major insurrection among the troops, so to speak, at CNN if you tried to do that. But putting him into streaming, well, maybe that's okay. Brian Stelter is their media watchdog, so to speak, at CNN. This is cut two, by the way. And this was his reaction to the Chris Wallace departure from Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Chris Wallace, the veteran moderator of Fox News Sunday, is leaving the network effective immediately. Here's how he announced it on his show just a few minutes ago.
It may sound corny, but I feel we've built a community here. There's a lot you can do on Sunday mornings. The fact you've chosen to spend this hour with us is something I cherish. But after 18 years, I have decided to leave Fox. I want to try something new, to go beyond politics to all the things I'm interested in. I'm ready for a new adventure, and I hope you'll check it out.
This is a shock to the TV news business. Chris Wallace is one of the journalists that is at Fox who stands out like a sore thumb because the network has become more and more and more radicalized, both in the Trump years and now in the Biden years. Wallace last signed a contract at Fox in 2017, so he had a four-year deal. And I'm told, according to source of knowledge of the matter, that he decided to leave on his own. He wanted out at the end of his contract this year. I mentioned at the top of the hour, Chris Wallace surprising everyone by leaving Fox News. Well, it turns out he is joining CNN, specifically to become an anchor on CNN Plus. That's the streaming service that's going to be launching in early 2022. So this was announced with an internal memo just a few minutes ago, and now it's going out wide. The way this works, you know, is he does a deal, his agent does a deal with CNN. He announced his exit from Fox, and now the press release is being blasted out about him joining CNN. So let me read to you the statement that he has about his new venture. He says, I am thrilled to join CNN Plus. After decades in broadcasting cable news, I'm excited to explore the world of streaming. I look forward to the new freedom and flexibility streaming affords and interviewing major figures across the news landscape and finding new ways to tell stories. This is Wallace's statement adding, as I embark on this adventure, I am honored and delighted to join Jeff Zucker and his great team. I can't wait to get started. So that's Chris Wallace, as you see on screen there, Fox News veteran, always defined by his Sunday morning moderating and his willingness to take on all political figures, right, left, and everywhere else. Wallace, a veteran of Fox, now heading over to this house, to CNN. And according to the press release, he'll be hosting a weekday show on CNN Plus, the streaming service. So instead of Sundays, he will be on 5 days a week. He'll be on weekdays hosting. Now, you've probably heard a little bit about CNN Plus, maybe not a lot. It's a streaming service that's going to be launching in early 2022 with different programming than you already have here on CNN on cable. So you'll have different kinds of programming, including, now we know, Chris Wallace on CNN Plus.
Okay. So now that leaves what is there for Fox News to do to fill that slot? And by the way, the idea that Chris Wallace could have been a candidate for the Chris Cuomo slot weeknights. I mean, if he's going to be on 5 days a week, then why not put him on the mothership, so to speak? And the answer is we don't know yet. We're just not sure. But my question is, would there be a major insurrection among the troops, among the employees, among the talent at CNN if they tried to move Chris Wallace into the Chris Cuomo slot? I don't know. We'll talk about that more coming up. And by the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines as to which direction you want Fox to go on the Sunday morning slot, the Fox News Sunday. And would it be okay if you move somebody who is not right of center, but center based, or should it be somebody conservative? Should it be one of their prime time hosts, and make them a part of that? We'll talk about that. Here's the number 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll find out what you think. What do you want when it comes to the next host, permanent host, maybe for the next 18 years of Fox News Sunday? We'll talk about that. And all that goes into this relative to Fox News and which direction they want to go. Straight down the middle? They want to go to the right? Do they want to go to the left? God forbid. Boy, you want to see the numbers tumble? Oh, it would be a bloodletting. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Your call's coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
Social Security is with you through life's journey, from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Joining us now on the line, here's Craig. Craig, thanks for waiting. You're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, good afternoon. I thought I'd just chime in on your question about who might fill in for Chris Wallace on Sunday mornings.
And yeah.
The first person I thought of would be somebody who would just drive the left absolutely nuts. And let's have Donald Trump host that show.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you, I thought the same thing last night. No. I honestly did. Although I think the former president has maybe soured a little bit on the management of Fox, that they've moved more to the middle and they're no longer a conservative voice. But that's not a bad idea. Let me ask you, do you want to see in that slot somebody who is right down the middle, or someone who is center right? Or do you want to see somebody that is a conservative voice?
Well, let's go with center right and somewhat conservative. I used to like Chris Wallace years ago. I thought he was kind of a center person years ago, but he has drifted far to the left, and he just isn't as fair as what I thought he used to be. Now maybe I'm looking at it different as I get older, but he's just gone too far to the left anymore. And I actually stopped watching the show a couple of years ago. I don't even watch it anymore.
A lot of people, can I tell you, a lot of people that I know say the same thing. And the only reason I watch it is because we take clips from it from newsmakers. Other than that, yep. I wouldn't watch it.
Wouldn't that be great to have him? Donald could come on and just bring on left-wing people
and just battle with them. Just battle with them for one solid hour. I like that, Craig. Thanks for the call, man. I love that. No, that's we have to decide. Because we're the ones that are going to decide this thing. It's not going to be the management of Fox News. They're gonna run a bunch of fill-in hosts, and my guess is the fill-in hosts will be. I don't think any of the primetime talent will do it because they don't want to be tied up on Sunday, but that you'll end up with somebody like Dan Bongino, Pete Hegseth, who I think is a rising superstar at Fox, mainly on Fox Nation, but you see him on Fox a lot as a talking head. Mark Levin would be good, but I think he may be just a tad too conservative for some of the folks at Fox management. And boy, you want to talk about somebody that would drive the left nuts is if they put Mark Levin in there. Yeah. And Mark Levin is used to asking tough, probative questions. Whereas Pete Hegseth and Dan Bongino and some of those people, somebody like Molly Hemingway from The Federalist. She's been a contributor to Fox News for a long time, and I think she'd be wonderful at it. Does she have the gravitas of a Mark Levin? Probably not, but she's a very learned lady and would be. That's who I think, if it's going to be a woman, that it would be Molly Hemingway. And so make sure you flag the tape. And if she ends up, we can go back and say, remember back on December 13th, a Monday, and I said it was going to be Molly Hemingway? I think she might well be one of the fill-ins. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks. But there will be a long list of folks that want that job. The deal is if Chris Wallace doesn't want the job, there are a whole bunch of folks that do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Monday, December 13th. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
the revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown, asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra homeowners only. Water test completed.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player. No matter the challenges I face every day in the NFL, my mom is always there for me, despite her own struggles with muscular dystrophy. And MDA is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is a leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today. Thank you.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know how I have kind of come to a bargain with all of you out there. That we let you do what you want on Sunday morning. We watch the Sunday shows for you, and we extrapolate stuff from those Sunday shows to bring to you. For instance, Dr. Anthony Fauci was on with George Stephanopoulos yesterday, and he says there is reason for optimism heading into 2022. I want you to hear Dr. Fauci with George Stephanopoulos. Here it is.
Finally, there's so much COVID fatigue out there. You know that. You must be exhausted yourself. What signs of hope can you point to in this holiday season?
Well, George, we have the tools to protect ourselves, and that's the thing we keep saying over and over again. We have 60 million people in this country who are not yet vaccinated, who are eligible to be vaccinated. And those who are luckily did get vaccinated, now we have about 100 million of them that are eligible for boosters. So on that framework alone, just vaccination, we can go a long way to getting us through this cold winter season.